You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it is time for another audio-described theatre review from our regular contributor, ITV's Vidar Harding. Hi, Vidar, how you doing?
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, as people may be aware, this year is the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death, so there's been quite a focus on the works of the great bard. And I believe, Vidar, that you're going to be looking at an RSC production of Hamlet today.
Indeed I am, Stuart, and I've got to confess, declare an interest, it's one of my perhaps favourites, it's in fact maybe my favourite Shakespeare play. So
wow.
A real treat to once again see another Royal Shakespeare Company production of said tragedy, staged in Stratford-upon-Avon in the main theatre there by the RSC. And an interesting interpretation, Stuart. I've been lucky enough over the years to see it in different treatments, if you like, and more recently, people may remember that the RSC had a huge following for Hamlet with David Tennant in the lead role not that many years ago. This time, it was an interesting backdrop in the sense that it was set in a contemporary sub-Saharan setting, and all of the cast, apart from three, were black actors. Papa Essiedu did a fantastic job as Prince Hamlet himself, and it's a really, really... I'm not an actor, so perhaps I'm the wrong person to say, but it seems to me a hugely demanding role because people are on, or he is on stage for not absolutely every moment of the play, but a massive majority, it seemed to me, of the time. And bearing in mind it's about 3 hours, including the interval, maybe actually a bit longer, 3 1/4 hours, including the interval, I think it's a real tour de force, and he did a fantastic job. And an interesting backdrop, but for me it worked very, very well. And we are obviously specifically focusing on the audio description dimension to the production in our conversation, Stuart, but worth just saying that I thought the production worked really well.
Yeah, that's what I find absolutely fascinating about Shakespeare's work, is that even 400 years later, it can still be constantly reinvented and interpreted in different ways with different backdrops and scenarios, as you were describing. It just, to me, describes the depth of his work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, what's always really, really good about, for me anyway, about audio description is that, yes, of course, you get the live commentary, if you can call it that, during the production itself. So on this occasion, Ellie Packer and Carolyn Smith, who are two of the team who often and regularly provide audio described performances or audio description for performances by the RSC. And they are there a couple of hours before the start of each of these audio described performances to help you onto the stage, along with members of the theatre staff and volunteers, and very often people from the cast. And we were lucky to have the actor playing the role of Polonius. That's the father of Hamlet's girlfriend, straight fiance, Ophelia, again, a character that people may be familiar with if they know the play. And he came to talk a bit about his role, and that always adds that extra dimension to your enjoyment and appreciation of it. And very good of him to do so on a day when I think there were two performances, one in the afternoon and one in the evening, certainly, or two different shows at least. And the ASM, the assistant stage manager, talked us through some of the props, and there was a good turnout of visually impaired theatre goers, along with their companions and relatives, and everybody hopefully got a chance to inspect some of the props. For example, there was a very sort of carved light wood double throne for Claudius, who became the king after Hamlet's father was killed, died, and Hamlet's uncle married his mum, so there's a double throne for them. There were various other props that were passed around, and we got a sense of some of the sticks that were used rather than actual swords on this occasion in some of the fencing scenes. And other aspects to the set as well were described, some amazing cloth hangings and various other things which certainly in the Palace of Denmark, or at least which is ostensibly where the play was set originally by Shakespeare, Hamlet's palace at least, that was fascinating. The only different aspect to the set was the introduction, actually, which is very much a sort of modern American university, I would imagine, and certainly that's what the introductory notes led us to believe. So Wittenberg, where Hamlet is given a degree, is the setting for the opening, and it was very much, you know, as you might imagine, a degree ceremony with rows of seats in front of a small platform with a lectern and a banner behind the lectern with the university crest and things, all of which, without either the touch to it and or the introductory notes, which you can access online if you're IT savvy, or if you'd prefer to have the notes on a CD in advance, that's also possible. You wouldn't actually know about without having that opportunity to listen in, tune in, and get the information. So that's, again, a real, real plus as far as I'm concerned, and adds, enhances the audio description.
That's fascinating, and great to hear that there was such a positive turnout as well. How is the experience of the venue itself at Stratford? Because it's got quite a bit of history to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in my experience, and I'm lucky enough to go reasonably often to Stratford, but it seems to me that it's a very smooth running operation in terms of, you know, how people turn up and are met and welcomed and, you know, advised where perhaps to meet for the touch tour, which is often the cloakroom. There are two main theatres at the Royal Shakespeare Theatre itself, the main one, main auditorium, and then the Swan Theatre. And headsets, which you need to pick up, obviously, to tune into the live audio description, they are normally picked up from the cloakroom, and people will advise you at the cloakroom. Members of staff will be there on hand to, if you haven't used the headsets before, even if you have and you want a refresher in terms of how to operate them, they will show you that, take you into your seat, ensure that if you haven't heard the notes, or again, even if you have, and you want to hear them again, a live reprise 15 minutes before curtain up, they'll get you into your seats and all the rest of it. So, very, very good. And time is, you don't feel hurried in the touch tour again. Sometimes, you know, in the past, perhaps elsewhere, it's been a bit of a mad dash just to get in before rehearsal and things. And often that's understandable. But no, we have plenty of time. And again, with a larger number of theatre patrons taking advantage of this particular assisted performance, Stuart, it was great to see that actually everything still runs smoothly and, you know, nobody seemed rushed or you know, hurried in any way. And I hope that people enjoyed the production and the overall theatre experience as much as yours truly.
That's great to hear. A really positive review there of the RSC's latest production of Hamlet. Is this on a run, or are there other RSC shows around the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare?
Yeah, they're doing a lot of different shows, and Midsummer Night's Dream was staged there not so long ago. That's coming back in the summer, for example. It's also at the moment on tour at a number of theatres around the country, and the various other productions that they are doing exactly that to tie in, as you say, Stuart, with the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare, of which there's been a lot of coverage in the media and the press and generally. So hopefully, if people get a chance to perhaps get to see at least one of them, either in Stratford or maybe this touring production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, if it comes relatively close to where people are living, that would be well worth doing. And hopefully, you know, giving people an involvement with, if you like, the anniversary year.
Absolutely. I have to admit that I have a bit of a gap in my knowledge when it comes to Shakespeare, but I found it really inspiring to hear of all the positive things that, since this year is the 400th anniversary. And it's wonderful that he is still relevant and got such longevity. So I'm definitely going to be filling in a few gaps of my knowledge and learning a bit more about Shakespeare's plays. So Vidar Hjarding, thank you so much for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great to be able to share it with you, Stuart, and the listeners. And thank you very much for your time.